That's the Psalm of David, Psalm of Thanksgiving. And I would just like tonight to look at four things out of this psalm. And the first one, and the first thing that David thinks about, is his salvation. David says here in verse 2, 3, 4, and he said, "The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, the God of my rock, and him will I trust. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation, my high tower, my refuge, my saviour. Thou savest me from violence. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from mine enemies." You know, tonight, we're here. And we're here because we're saved. The Lord saved us. The great God of heaven had mercy upon us. Even before the foundations of the world. You think about that. Way before creation, God thought upon each one of us. And he sent his Son. Whenever man sinned against him in the Garden of Eden, he prepared a way that we would be brought back to God from our sin. And that way was Jesus Christ. And he is our rock. Psalm 40 said, "He lifted me out of the horrible pit and from the miry clay and set my feet upon a rock, even prepared my goings." And you know, the Lord is merciful to us, and he's good to us, and we thank him for it. David says this is a psalm of thanksgiving. I wondered this morning, whenever you got up, did you think about God? Maybe you were too busy. You had this to do and that to do, and maybe get the children out to school or something else. You know, the best thing in the morning to do is to remember God. Before your feet would even touch the ground, it's good to remember God. Because God has kept you through the night watches. He's watched over you, and he brought you into a new day. That's who our God is. He's the God that keeps. He's the God that saves. He is our Saviour, the Lord Jesus Christ. And he's not only our Saviour, but he is our Deliverer. If you turn there to verse 17, 18, 19, and 20. "And he sent from above, he took me, he drew me out of many waters. He delivered me from my strong enemy, and from them that hated me, for they were too strong for me. They prevented me in the day of my calamity, but the Lord was my stay. And he brought me forth unto a large place, and he delivered me, because he delighted in me." The Lord is our deliverer. He delivers from the power of the devil. And he keeps us every day. He not only delivers, but he keeps. And he delivers from the power of the world. You know, every day we meet with the world. The Lord Jesus Christ has given us victory over the devil. But every day we meet the world. And that's our enemy. The world's our enemy. And we need the Lord to deliver us. And he does deliver us every day if you ask him. And it's easy to get entangled in the things of the world. It's easy to get mixed up in the wrong things of the world. We need the Lord day by day, and you need to ask them to keep you. That's what he wants you to do. He wants you to come to him and ask him for his help, and he will help. And then there's the flesh, isn't there? That our nature that's in us. And we want to go our own way, don't we? We don't want to go the way that God wants us to go. We don't want that. No, that's our stubborn heart doesn't want that. But we need it. And we need to ask the Lord to help us to overcome the flesh. And help us to overcome our own heart. And we need to ask him to come in and dwell in our heart day by day. That we might not have him shut out. If we're reading Revelations, he stood at the door and knocked. We don't want him to be that. We need him in our heart. We need him to guide us day by day and direct our steps. And it says there in that last verse that we read, that he delighteth in us. Why does he delight in us? Well, he looks upon us and he sees the blood applied. He sees the blood of his own son and he delights in us. We're precious in his sight. He delights in us because of the blood. And then not only have we our salvation, not only does he deliver us, but he strengthens us. Verse 31 and 37. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried, and he is a buckler to all them that trust in him. For who is God save the Lord, and who is a rock save our God? God is my strength and power, and he maketh my way perfect. He maketh my feet like hinds' feet, and setteth me upon my high places. He teacheth my hands to war, so that a bow of steel is broken by mine arms. He has also given me the shield of thy salvation, and thy gentleness has made me great. Thou hast enlarged my steps unto me, so that my feet did not slip. You know, God gives us strength day by day to walk with him. Because we're in a battle. We're in a battle. Mr. Henderson said that the last Sunday was here. We're in a battle. And we have to fight. And the Lord says here, God is my strength and my power. He maketh my way perfect. He maketh my feet like hinds' feet. And you know, a hind is one of those animals that's a bit like a deer, and they can run over the rough ground. If you run over the rough ground the way a deer runs over it, you break your neck. But the deer or the hind can run over the rough ground, and they're sure-footed. And if we have God with us, then he'll make our feet sure. And he'll make our feet not to slip. And he'll guide our pathway and our steps. He'll give us strength to do that. And he'll give us strength in our hands and in our arms, that we might fight the good fight with all our strength and with all our might. And he teaches our hands to war, so that the bow of steel is broken with our arms. And we have the shield of his salvation. Not great. The shield of salvation. It quenches all the fiery darts of the devil, doesn't it? But we need to raise it. We need to hold it high. It's no use lying on the ground. No use if we don't lift it. We need to lift it up so that we're protected and that we're able to fight the fight that he wants us to do, the fight of faith. It says, fight the good fight with all thy strength and with all thy might. Lay not hold on life, and that shall be thy joy and crown eternally. We need to fight. We need to fight for the Lord. We need to tell others about the Lord Jesus Christ. And we need to trust in him with all our heart that he'll guide us and direct our steps in every way that we go. And he'll be that strong arm for us. And then, near the last of the verse, last of the chapter, it tells us in verse 47 and 50, the Lord liveth and blesseth be my rock, and exalted be the God of the rock of my salvation. It is God that avengeth me, and that bringeth down the people under me, and that bringeth me forth from mine enemies. Thou also hast lifted me up on high above them that rose up against me, and thou hast delivered me from the violent man. Therefore I will give thanks unto thee, O Lord, among the heathen, and I will sing praises unto thy name. You know, the Lord was David's avenger. Whenever David could have killed Saul, he didn't do it. He said the Lord, he was the Lord's anointed, and he wouldn't lay his hand on him. And he said he wouldn't kill him, but that the Lord would deal with him. And you know that's what happened. The Lord dealt with him. And you know, many times we think about this and think about that, but we ought to remember and be like David and pray to the Lord, and the Lord will deal with our enemies. And our greatest enemies is the devil and the world and the flesh. The greatest enemies we have against us is our own selves. And we need the Lord to guide us day by day, each step. And we need the Lord to keep us . And whenever we trust in him, he'll deliver us from all our foes. And he'll bring us through. And he'll keep us going on with him. But we need to ask, and that's why we're here tonight. We're here to pray. We're here to pray that God will save souls. And I'm sure you're like myself, you have a family. And you kind of up all the ones in your family, connected to you, brother-in-laws, daughter-in-laws, son-in-laws, cousins, nephews, nieces, aunts and uncles, how many would you've got? You think of them all. How many is in your family? How many is connected to you? You know, we have a mission field in our own families, haven't we? Many of them not saved. Many of them on the road to hell. We need to pray for them. And then there's our neighbours, isn't there? And what does God say about our neighbours? Well, he tells us, we're to love them as our own selves. We're saved. We ought to be praying for our neighbours to be saved. And then, what did God say to the man? That man, Legion, and he wanted to go with Christ in the boat. And Jesus said to him, go and tell your friends. Is your friends as well as your neighbours. And then the great commission of God to the disciples was, go unto all the world and preach the gospel. We're here tonight to pray. And we were to pray for all the people. We'll be here a long time. And that's what we're asked today. To come here this week of prayer. This new year. To come to seek God. To see his souls. And that's what we need. And it's only God can save the souls. It's not us. We might shoot out our chest and think we're great doing this and doing that. But it's not one of us can save a soul. It's only God. And we need God tonight. And I pray you'll plead with God. And you might know his blessing, even as we get down to our time of prayer, that the Lord will bless us and be with us. And do our hearts good. And we might see answers to our prayers. See our loved ones, our neighbours, our friends saved, washed in his precious blood. It's only him that can do it. Amen.